Study shows Trump's America First policies calm public alarm over migration. By Neil Monroe on June 4, 2026. Under President Joe Biden, 50% of white Americans agreed they were losing their economic, political, and cultural influence in this country because of the growing population of immigrants, admits a new study funded by pro-migration advocates. Roughly 30% of white Americans disagreed with the statement, according to a new report describing the study, which is titled How Fox News Viewership Increases Belief in the Anti-Immigrant Great Replacement Theory. But the new report hides its own survey data that shows the public alarm over migration has dropped as President Donald Trump has curbed the inflow of migrants, setting the stage for Americans to get higher wages, cheaper housing, new opportunities, and lower crime rates. The report blames Fox News and a conspiracy theory for the widespread rejection of mass migration that was accelerated by President Joe Biden. Simply put, the more Fox News programming that a white American watches, the more likely they are to adopt the conspiracy theory, adding. The Great Replacement Theory is no longer purely on the fringes of society. In our view, this is troubling, because the conspiracy theory treats immigration as an existential issue, where the stakes are framed as the very preservation of oneself and country. The report's progressive authors ignored the civic chaos and the economic damage caused by Biden's business-backed lawless support for mass illegal migration as they sneered at the ordinary public's rational opposition to migration. While there's plenty of room for disagreement over immigration policy, conspiracy theories make it much harder to find common ground or craft political compromises. What we've found is that when prominent media embrace conspiracy theorizing, increased public endorsement of conspiracies will follow. The report also skewed the surveys by not asking respondents to pick from alternative explanations for the U.S. policy of mass migration since 1965. We were focused on understanding the causes of support for the GRT. We did not offer respondents alternative explanations for immigration into the United States, Jesse Rhodes, an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst, who led the survey, told Breitbart News. However, it could be an interesting, though quite different, project to investigate how people select explanations for immigration when presented with alternative options, he added. The report also ignored the impact of mainstream media outlets, including Breitbart News, and the views of African American, Latino, and Asian citizens. The report also hid the many statements from Democrats cheering the demographic change caused by their migration policies, or the evidence of demographic change in the United States. The underlying study cited in the report was funded by various grants, including grants from the pro-migration Russell Sage Foundation. The study features surveys conducted in 2024 and 2025, and it suggests President Donald Trump, like-minded GOP politicians, and Fox News are using the Great Replacement Theory to explain the massive population shifts since the 1990 immigration bill. Recent years had witnessed an increase in white Americans' support for the Great Replacement Theory. GRT, the xenophobic conspiracy theory that posits that political elites are embracing permissive immigration policies to bring in obedient voters who will vote for them and who will eventually replace native white citizens. But the data in the study reveal that public concern about migration dropped after Trump was re-elected. In July and August 2024, 51% of white Americans agreed they are losing their economic, political, and cultural influence in this country because of the growing population of immigrants, while just 29% disagreed. 41% agreed that immigrants invade and colonize the United States, while 37% disagreed. The worry declined in 2025, after the election of Trump on a platform to reduce migration. In a June to July 2025 survey, 46% of white Americans agreed that they are losing their economic, political, and cultural influence, while just 32% disagreed. 39% agreed with the invasion question in 2025, while 45% disagreed. The report also admits. In our latest poll of 1,000 Americans fielded in March 2026, 36% agreed with the statement, native-born Americans are losing their economic, political, and cultural influence in this country because of the growing population of immigrants. The report did not credit Trump for reducing public alarm about migration. Many polls show that the American public wants to deport all migrants and to reduce legalized migration. Even as a large swing voting bloc is unnerved by the left's bitter opposition to deportations. Polls in many other countries, Germany, Australia, Ireland, France, the United Kingdom, also show deep public opposition to mass migration amid worries over the rising crime and poverty, homelessness, and wealth gaps that are accelerated by mass migration.